It is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014, and this is the TDN Radio Network News. I'm your presenter, Thompson Fontaine. In today's news headlines, Dominica is mourning the death of a former national footballer and cricketer who died in a road accident. President Donald Ramota of Guyana is facing a no-confidence motion in Parliament. And the government of St. Vincent says it will plan the way forward for the cocoa industry after owners of the St. Vincent Cocoa Company announced their decision to cease operations. Stand by for the details of the news. And thank you for staying with us. We begin in Dominica, where a former national cricketer, Gifford Walsh, has died following a vehicular accident over the weekend. Walsh was driving a vehicle in a southerly direction when it collided with another vehicle traveling in the opposite direction on the Macquarie Republic Road. Walsh lost control of the vehicle after impact as it overturned and was pronounced dead on the scene by a medical officer. Walsh was truly a nice person, someone who dedicated a lot of his time to cricket and someone who really loved cricket, and that's according to the president of the Dominic Cricket Association, Emmanuel Lanton. Walsh was a giant who worked very hard for cricket development, and his death is a tremendous loss for the Dominican cricketing fraternity. Walsh was a former national cricket keeper and batsman, a member of the Cavalier Sports Club, the Dominican Cricket Association, and a national selector. He served on the executive of the association for the past 10 years in the capacity of assistant secretary treasurer and events coordinator for regional and international games. In Barbados, the opposition Barbados Labour Party will lead a street protest from Bridgetown to Prime Minister Frondel Stewart's office on Thursday and deliver a note of discontent with the municipal solid waste tax. I shall walk from Parliament where I sit to government headquarters where this government's cabinet sits, and I shall walk as your leader of the opposition to deliver to the Prime Minister a letter, says BLP leader Mia Motley. She announced the protest action at a downtown Bridgetown rally, culminating 1 week of public meetings and consultations decrying the tax and its effects on Barbadians. This new tax was announced last year with a sweeping 0.03% charge on the site value of real estate property across the island. But as landowners received the bills in June, there have been widespread complaints about the financial burden placed on residents. Cabinet last week decided to waive all payments of this levy for pensioners with property valued under $190,000, slashed it for agricultural land, and pushed back the payment deadline for others. But the business and non-governmental organization leaders said they want more relief, while the opposition continued its demand for a repeal of the law. Grace Kennedy has acquired the assets of USA food business Lafay Foods Inc. through its wholly owned subsidiary Grace Kennedy Foods LLC for US$26 million. The Jamaican company making the announcement stated, "This acquisition represents a major step for us and will be the platform for the growth of Grace Kennedy's North American business going forward." Lafay Foods, a largely Hispanic food manufacturing and distributing company, was established in 1968 and currently has revenues of approximately US$80 million. It has operations in Monarchy in New Jersey, Miami, Florida, and Raleigh, North Carolina, with brand and distribution presence in the New York Tri-State area, Florida, Georgia, and the East Coast. In Guyana, President Donald Ramota has dismissed as totally baseless, a spurious and constitutionally incorrect an opposition party's plan to table a motion of no confidence in the Guyana government. The Alliance for Change, AFC, the smallest of the three political parties in Parliament, Thursday sent Ramota a letter notifying him of an intention to move the motion of no confidence in his government because of what it deemed financial irregularities concerning state funds. Ramota said that the AFC's intended action will provide the opportunity for his government to demand explanations from the AFC on why that party opposed key developmental projects. AFC leader Kimraj Ramchandran stated that his party's decision to table the motion was owed to what it sees as misappropriation of 4.5 billion Guyana dollars of state funds by Finance Minister Dr. Ashni Singh. The Ministry of Finance had withdrawn the money from the Consolidated Fund for projects that the opposition previously used its majority in Parliament to reject in the last budget. Police in Barbados are using lie detector tests and will soon introduce video surveillance systems not only to catch the criminals but also to keep them on their own in check. Acting Commissioner of Police Tyrone Griffith said over the weekend that the introduction of lie detector tests on officers has prompted resistance among the ranks of the Royal Barbados Police Force, but insisted that the program is good for the public's view of the force and will continue. "Since we started this program, there have been threats to bring legal action against me," he said. "This will not thwart our efforts. Like anything else, there will be persons who will want to resist us, but we have to be strong and stick to our guns. In the long run, this will augur well for the department's image. It may be unpopular now, but sometime down the road, wisdom will be seen." He said that soon to be introduced, video patrols on the streets of Barbados will have the dual effect of helping to solve crime while keeping officers in line. Video and audio recorded interviews of suspects are now in their early stages, and Griffith said this form of evidence taken will be supported by new legislation and amended laws in 2015. And finally, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines says it will plan the way forward for the cocoa industry after owners of the St. Vincent Cocoa Company announced their decision to cease operations. According to Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, Minister of Agriculture Saboto Cesar was slated to meet with the firm on Monday. The company began operating in August 2011 after signing a 50-year agreement with the Gonsalves government. "It is clear that they probably feel that the amount of money is to be made, they probably feel that enough farmers haven't come forward to plant cocoa, but the state will keep with the cocoa industry," Gonzalez said. The agreement, which qualified for review after 20 years, gave Amajaro exclusivity in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to buy cocoa beans in wet and dry form and to perform all sales and marketing of cocoa within the period of the agreement. And this has been your TDN Radio News for today, Wednesday. As always, we encourage you to join us online for this and other news events taking place across the globe. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the TDN Radio Network News.